Do you have ears?
Well, make sure they're wide open so you can hear the hidden robot sound in this episode.
The Grow Your Mind podcast, a show where kids teach kids how to take care of their mental health and learn ways to be resilient. But for now, let's kick it off with
Boggle your brain.
Did you know an octopus's arms can taste, touch, and move independently without any direction from the brain?
No way!
And they have three hearts. They're also masters of costume change. They can change the pattern and texture of their skin within a fraction of a second. That's because their brains control thousands of different colour cells called chromatophores. How delicious, I mean amazing, are octopi!
Welcome back to a brand new series of the Grow Your Mind podcast.
We're a bunch of 11 to 12-year-olds that get to host this show and ask the big questions about mental health. You see, learning to look after your mental health doesn't have to be too serious. We all have mental health, and it can be brilliant, it can be terrible, or it might be somewhere in between.
You might remember that at Grow Your Mind, it all starts with the animals in the brain. Need a quick recap?
We all have a guard dog, the amygdala, and it keeps us safe, but can mistake setbacks and stress as real danger and bark super loudly. When our guard dog is calm, it makes learning and being a good friend a lot easier. When we have a racing heart, our guard dog asks, is this a threat, challenge, or opportunity?
We also have a wise owl, the prefrontal cortex. It helps us make good decisions, problem solve, and think creatively. It does its job well when it can chat to the other animals, such as the elephant who tries to remember, the hippocampus.
The elephant is fantastic at remembering things, especially when it's well slept. And there's the sifting sooty, our reticular activating system. Think of this bird as a ticketing officer at a water slide park, deciding who can come in and go out.
Or like a DJ in charge of volume control. It can dial up or down the music you listen to. Each day we're bombarded by loads of smells, sounds and distractions, and a switched on sifting sooty makes it easier for us to concentrate.
In this episode, we're introducing you to a new animal who's joining the Grow Your Mind menagerie. This animal represents a part of the brain called the insular cortex that allows you to be super aware of the sensations in your body.
It can even allow you to imagine what someone else might be feeling too.
What's the animal, you ask? Well, here's a clue. Eight arms, lives under the sea.
Introducing the sensitive octopus.
But that's enough of an intro. Let's get started.
Boo!
Ah! Where did you come from?
I was camouflaged, see? Green pants, green t-shirt, even my shoes are green. I'm the same colour as this luscious green bush.
Dude, even your face is green. That's taking camouflage to a whole new level. What are you, some kind of wannabe chameleon?
You mean wannabe octopus?
Ah! You're not even camouflaged and you snuck up on us. What are you, a ninja? An ignorant ninja, I have to say. Why would she be a camouflaging octopus? Octopuses are terrible at hiding. Do you know how often I see them served up all crispy and golden next to a pile of hot chips? But I guess it would be hard hiding all those tentacles.
Stop the show. Look, I don't often do this, but when I meet someone who has no idea about octopi, I set them straight. You'll be tested on this, so take notes. For your information, the octopus does not have tentacles, it has arms. Their arms literally have a mind of their own. If another animal eats one of their arms, it can regrow. And octopuses can, in fact, change colour to hide and match their surroundings.
I'm officially freaked out. I just had two of you appear out of nowhere, and now you're suddenly an octopi expert? I'm out of here.
Wow, she's so jealous. Remind me never to waste my time camouflaging to impress her again.
I don't know if she's jealous. You literally appeared out of a bush. Maybe you need a tad more empathy for her.
Empathy? Why should I feel sorry for that underappreciated my superior camouflage efforts?
I didn't say sympathy, I said empathy. And luckily for you, not only do I happen to know a lot of obscure knowledge about octopi, I also know a bit about empathy. Simply put, empathy is when you can imagine what someone else may be feeling. I'm guessing our runaway friend isn't jealous of your camouflage or my knowledge, but instead might be feeling perplexed, confused, potentially a little freaked out.
I'm not sure what you mean.
Let's run some empathy tests on you, shall we? So say someone's dog dies. With empathy, you can imagine how that person's probably feeling, right?
Surprise?
Close? Anything else?
I know, they're feeling worried.
What do you think they're worried about? The dog's already dead.
Maybe they're worried their parents might get a fish.
It appears we need to strengthen your insular cortex.
Insular what?
Your insular cortex. Let's call it the sensitive octopus. Imagine you're an octopus. Your whole day is full of sensing things around you, with your wonderful arms that are packed full of neurons. Remember neurons? The cells that carry electrical impulses in your brain. In an octopus, 90% of these are in their arms. So, as a sensitive octopus, you're clearly incredibly aware of your surroundings. If danger is present, you can camouflage or shoot out ink. You can react to what's happening around you by noticing it, by being present, and you can make decisions quickly under stress. Let's say a shark finds you. The camouflage and ink shooting hasn't worked. You're about to be eaten. What does a quick thinking octopus do?
Tickles the shark with its 8 arms. Hang on, no, it slaps it with its 8 tiny hands. No, I got it, my empathy's kicking in. The octopus says, hey sharky, I can see you're feeling hungry. Have one of my arms, don't worry, it'll grow back.
Very funny, you'll never guess, but a quick thinking octopus jumps on the shark's back.
No way, the chances of an octopus landing on a shark's back would be close to 0. That sounds completely made up.
Seriously, I saw it in a documentary. Anyway, back to your insular cortex. Let's say your heart is beating super fast. Your insula notices this, and the rest of your animals can interpret this information as either excitement, nervousness, or terror.
Is that when the guard dog pipes up and asks, is this a threat, a challenge, or an opportunity?
Yes, and on top of that, your insula is one of the superpowers for empathy. If you see someone looking stressed out, say they're about to speak in public, your insula helps you imagine how that would actually feel in your body. With a strong insula, you notice when your friend is sad, confused, jealous, glum, drained, nervous, or happy. And you can imagine how they might feel. If you can do that, you're going to be a fantastic friend. In fact, it's a key ingredient for being a kind and thoughtful human.
Sounds like I need a dose of that. How do I get some?
There's lots of ways, but you start by noticing where you feel certain emotions in your body. Can you give them a colour or a shape? When you're reading a book, begin imagining what the characters are feeling. Or you can even practice it when you're having an argument with someone. Try imagining what they might be thinking. But hey, these are just my ideas. Why don't we take it to the experts?
Let's take it to the experts.
Complete this sentence. Empathy is important because
you can talk to someone and they will know how you feel.
Empathy makes a connection between two people or more.
Because it helps you understand others' emotions.
It makes you cheer up when someone's caring about you.
Empathy is important because it helps you think of different perspectives.
Empathy is good because it can change the world with more kindness.
How would you feel if your best friend beat you in a running race?
Jealous.
Angry.
I would feel proud of them.
I would feel quite happy for them.
I would be happy for them, but as well, I'll be jealous.
I'd be a bit disappointed, but I'd feel happy for them anyway.
I would feel proud of them, but I would also be jealous and then feel guilty.
I would probably hide my jealousy to make them feel better.
Where do you feel these emotions in your body?
Anger.
My fists.
My chest.
I feel anger in my head.
In my legs.
In my palms.
In my heart.
In my fists.
In my nose.
Where do you feel excitement?
In my feet.
In my heart.
In my toes.
In my palms.
In my legs.
In my hips.
In my
drum hole.
Drum ear. Like
in my eardrums.
In my teeth.
In my toes.
My stomach.
How would you feel if someone you loved died?
I'd feel sad because I know what it feels like.
I would feel extremely sad.
I would have that depression feeling.
Frustrated and sad.
Grief.
Angry and sad.
Angry.
I feel a bit depressed.
I'd feel distraught.
I would shrivel up and hide.
I would feel like my life had shattered into millions of pieces.
I'd feel sad and depressed, but I would try and remember them.
Has there ever been a time you wanted to camouflage like an octopus?
When I got embarrassed in front of my friends, I just wanted to disappear.
When my dad found out I had TikTok.
One day when I was at the supermarket, I accidentally opened something.
When someone spread a rumour about me and I was really embarrassed and I wanted to just disappear.
Going swimming and realising there's a hole in my swimmers.
When people were making fun of my accent and calling me a loser because I couldn't play the video games they could play.
Someone pushed me and I was crying on the ground and they started laughing at me.
When I got in trouble in front of my whole class.
When I'm put on the spot to do like a speech.
Say the first sound or word that comes into your head when I say chocolate.
Yummy!
Delicious.
Disgusting.
Tasty.
Grumptious.
Just a quick poll. Would you rather be super mad or super sad?
Super mad?
Super sad.
Super, 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 super mad.
Super sad.
Super sad.
Super mad.
Hyper mad.
Super mad!
In between.
Super sad!
Thanks to the experts for those interesting ideas.
What about you?
Would you rather be
super mad or super sad, and why?
Press pause now and have a think.
Now it's time for a story from the animals. But get this, this story takes place in someone's brain.
Man, I can't believe she let that goal in. What an idiot. She let the whole team down. She totally deserves to know what a jerk she is. Animals, I need your help. There's this kid who shouldn't be on our soccer team. She's hopeless. How can I kick her out? Come on, Wise Owl. You know about this stuff. Give me a great idea.
I think you're seeking advice from the wrong animal, my friend. And anyway, I'm struggling to think clearly with all of that barking. Firstly, calm down your guard dog. Try taking some big, deep breaths.
But Wise Owl, you represent my prefrontal cortex. You're the champion of higher order thinking. You're supposed to help me make good decisions. If it's not you, then which animal should I be talking to?
I think you should chat to the sensitive octopus. But unfortunately, ever since your soccer game, that eight-armed animal has been in a private conversation with the guard dog, and that never ends well. Really, kid? We all need to be part of this conversation.
Hey, octopus! Guard dog, pipe down a bit. Let everyone join in, okay?
Hello, sensitive octopus here. I'm having an important conversation with the guard dog, alerting that wonderful amygdala of yours that I'm sensing a racing heart. Guard dog was feeding back that we are in danger. This is definitely not an opportunity or a challenge here, folks. We are in threat mode. I repeat, threat mode. So sorry, now's not the time for a group chat.
Elephant here, reminding you, as all good hippocampuses should, that everything works better when we all have a voice. So as the wise owl said, take some deep breaths and calm down. Breathe in for one, two, and hold. Now out for one, two, three, four.
Okay, I did it.
Try this. Notice four colours you can see. Now notice two things you can hear. And notice one thing you can touch. That should help you calm down and refocus.
Guard dog here with an update. I have changed my threat response to opportunity. I'm sorry for the mistake. I'll try and remember that heated arguments are not a danger to life.
Okay, so I'm not in danger, but our team is. Octopus, what do I do about this ridiculous kid who can't even say goals to save herself?
Hold up a minute, please. Have you thought about how she might have felt when she let in that goal?
Yeah, like an idiot, because she is one.
Have you imagined how you'd feel if you were in her shoes?
Imagine you let a goal in and your teammate gets angry and yells out that you're an idiot in front of everyone. How would you feel in your body?
I feel horrible, ashamed, embarrassed. No worse, I'd feel mortified.
What would help you feel better?
I don't know.
Guard dog, it's Elephant here. You remember the memory you helped me form? The time the kid missed the penalty shootout and felt terrible, but her friends told her not to worry and that everyone makes mistakes and the important thing is trying hard. What was it they said? That we're all in it together and there's no I in team.
Oh no, I feel horrible and guilty. I was so mean. How do I make it better, Octopus? My poor friend must be feeling so terrible.
Good news, you're already halfway there. Empathy is now flooding your body, and this insular cortex is noticing the sensations of your body moving towards compassion. Elephant, can you bring up the file on ways to apologise?
Copy that. Just bringing it up now. Righto. I'd say to go straight in with an apology, but remember to leave your butt out of it.
Leave my butt out of it?
Yes, when you say sorry, keep it butt-free. Don't say, I'm sorry for being mean, but you should have saved that goal. Or, I apologize for calling you an idiot, but what were you thinking? Instead, just say sorry, acknowledge their feelings, and be extra kind.
I think I can do that. Hang on! What is that delicious smell?
Octopus to Sifting Sooty. Turn down the volume on the distracting smells of delicious hot chips.
Sifting Sooty here. Smells blocked. Volume has been turned down on other sensory input until the kid delivers the apology.
Wise Owl here. Just wanted to say, great work team. Over and out. Keep listening to the Grow Your Mind podcast, because coming up, we've got episodes on gender, grief, climate change and resilience, plus play and joy.
And did you know there are lesson plans and colouring in sheets that go with each episode? You'll find them and more at growyourmind.life. And remember,
share the show with your friends. Thanks.